You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So today's guest is going to be Mike Precise, and he is a gentleman with the vision problem that we did a fundraiser for on September 19th. We're going to talk all about the fundraiser and all about the people that were there. So we're real excited about getting involved in that. But before that, let's talk about what we did this past week also.
Yeah, we had some. This was fashion week for you and I.
Yes.
We participated in two different things that both surrounded two very powerful women involved in the fashion world. The first event we went to was Sue Wong, W-O-N-G, if you want to look her up. She is a huge fashion icon all around the world. She put on a birthday party for Her Highness Dr. Princess Antonia Schomburg-Lippe. Now, when was the last time you went to a royal birthday party?
This is the first. And let me just tell you, Sue Wong's house, if you go to my Facebook, is amazing. The house was built by Howard Hughes, from what I understand, and Errol Flynn has lived there, Johnny Depp has lived there, Lou Reed lived there.
Van Morrison
and Jimi Hendrix had spent some time there. So it is literally like a castle, because every room is so unique. It's freaking amazing. So
yeah, and the ceilings were what was so astonishing for me, because all the ceilings had a different story that they told through their architecture, and it was just phenomenal. But for a royal birthday party, just to give you a feel for what a royal birthday party looks like, we walked in and there was a red carpet right at the front entrance to the palace, if you will. And when you go inside, there were several hundred people that were there. They started out by singing happy birthday to her, but then they brought in a variety of instrumentalists. They brought in a young lady who was singing opera.
Yep.
They even had a comedian that came apparently after you and I departed. And they had a variety, one after the other, of people doing good things in the world. Presidential candidate, just a whole variety of people that popped on stage to do well wishes for Her Highness. One of the highlights for me was a gentleman that came up to me and wanted to interview me because he thought I was her.
That was funny.
That was funny. I said, you can interview me if you'd like, but I'm not the queen.
Yes. At least not in this palace.
Tony, you stepped up really nicely and says she is the queen, but it's not her birthday today.
Not here. Yeah.
So that was really cool. But you know what was fun about it was you're in a beautiful home in the Hollywood Hills, if you will, and everybody was decked out to the nines. There were a lot of musicians there. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a room full of famous people, but people don't act that way. It was just like your traditional birthday party, only everyone was someone hiding from the paparazzi.
It was definitely a lot of fun, and I definitely would love to do it again. So
so we met this wonderful young lady there who's also doing some really cool things for the world. And that her name is Sonia, and she owns a company called Academy of Couture. And what she does is she's created a space for people who are trying to become designers in not only clothing, but also art, jewelry, shoes, that type of thing. And she manifested this college. We met with her on Thursday and just talked to her about how this all came about so we can get a better understanding of who she is. We're going to work on her on some upcoming fundraisers here. And basically what she did was she manifested this college. She spent 8 years praying for it and asking for it and putting it out in the universe that she was going to put this college together and give people from around the world the ability to create their product lines. But not only that, the ability to sell them, because apparently that's the missing link when all these youngsters go to college to learn fashion.
Right. It's how to get that line into a Target or into a
somewhere. You know, in the public eye. And so that's what she takes on. That's her forte. And she was just a really beautiful young lady, and we were delighted to meet her as well.
And again, she, you know, what was really cool about her is she has this office space in downtown Beverly Hills. And then she said, I manifested a house to be within walking distance of this. So it was just one of these things like magical. And I go, I get it. I mean, when you can create those things for yourself. And she says, yeah, I definitely put it out there that this was what I wanted. And I got exactly what I wanted. So It was great to talk to her because she was very inspiring just to hear those types of stories.
Well, and she didn't give up. 8 years later, it manifested. So, and you know, we talk about that quite a bit where people will do a vision board. And if it doesn't happen within X amount of time, they say, forget about it. This vision board stuff doesn't work. Well, and same with manifesting. People will get discouraged and go, geez, I've been trying to make this happen for myself for X amount of time. I'm giving up on it. I haven't seen any result. Well, you know,
it's the seed you planted. It could be just about to break the soil.
Persistence, persistence, persistence. Passion pays off.
Yes. Yes. And then this woman was a perfect example of that. That's why it was such a pleasure to meet her and hear her story.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely hearing her story and looking out her window there because she had beautiful views of Beverly Hills and all of Hollywood.
Yeah, you could see the Hollywood sign from her awesome. Office. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about you have something coming up. You have been performing at this one particular nursing home in Camarillo, California, which is interesting because it has a lot of retired performers there.
Yeah.
And the average age group in that location is like 90 to 102, I believe.
Yes, there are two women there that are 102. And some of the people that we met, the last guy we met, he has an Emmy in his room. And that was, he was director of cinematography, I think.
Yeah, and he was actually part of the group, the Letterman, at one point.
Yeah.
And then we also met the young lady's father. She is the lead singer.
For the Bangles.
For the Bangles. And we met her father. He was there and we were performing for him. But the reason I'm bringing this up is that, Tony, you just launched a new foundation, a nonprofit.
I did. It's called spiritofmusicfoundation.org. And what Spirit of Music is it's a, we provide free concerts and recordings for those in need of a life lift. And this is something I've been doing for many, many years, from USO tours to elderly homes to hospitals to jails, different organizations that are helping. And I've always given of my time, and I'd like to be able to do that more. And for me to do it more, I need to put together a nonprofit and see if I can have people help support me in this cause. Because what I see when I perform for these
different
people in different groups is incredible. If you're doing shows for people in the hospital, room to room, or if you're going to the jails, or if you're going to the elderly homes, these are places that normally music isn't there every week.
Yeah,
and it's not
foster care, adoption agencies, all that kind of stuff.
It's something that isn't regularly there. And
there's no budget for it.
Exactly. So when I have been able to go there, I go there on my own dime and take time off of work and stuff. So this organization is something that I'm looking to employ other musicians around the country to do the same thing.
Right.
So that
they
can be empowered to go and do a gig and be paid for it and be compensated for it, because there's only so much time and energy that any one of us could give. And I've seen the results of it. So
the other thing that this allows you to do is do some significant fundraising for certain causes.
Absolutely.
And be able to spread the money around the United States and, you know, help out some of these causes of people who have been on our show that are doing phenomenal things for the sake of humanity. And, you know, allow the radio show and the Spirit of Music Foundation to get behind some of these causes and start helping people out, you know, through our angles.
Right, because a lot of these other shows for nonprofits, I've been the nonprofit showing up and trying to perform for them. So,
right, right.
So any money that I collect just helps to compensate gas and time to get there.
Sure.
And just there's
It allows you to take time off work so that you can continue to do it.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
But I also look forward to us doing future humanitarian radio events like we just did on September 19th and doing them in conjunction with Spirit of Music Foundation. I think it's a powerful combination and a powerful movement that allows us to really penetrate some important issues and some important things that need some shift, and money always is a thing.
Yes, and it's just it's a means to an end. So what we need to do is just continually go out there and make these things happen. And I can't wait to have Mike on the air so you can hear his excitement about what the event was like. And
yeah.
Also, we're going to talk about different vendors that we had and just different
We've
guest speakers.
A lot of response since that event. We were able to raise money, which was great, and go toward the cause. But we've had so many people from, literally, we had someone from Utah say to us, "The speaker that you had last week inspired me to change the direction that I'm going in with my own business, to put myself all in mentally." And so the event in California has trickled its way to Utah and across to the East, and we want to share that with you.
Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
Okay, this one is by Dr. Seuss. That's a surprise right there. "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind." I'll say it again. "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind." If you don't understand what that's saying, it's saying, say what's on your mind, say what you feel, right? Because if somebody minds that you're saying what you feel, then they don't really matter. Because the people that matter to you will allow you to be who you are and say what you feel.
Yeah, and you know, when I hear the things like that, it's giving someone else power. You know, it's like if you're giving that person power to have an opinion over you, don't allow it. You know, you have to speak your truth and be who you are and stand in your own truth. And it's not always going to agree with everyone, but if you truly feel it and believe it, then stand there within it. And don't allow someone else's opinion have power over you. And that's also in a means of getting upset. Like if you get upset that someone doesn't agree with you, it doesn't matter. It's like just say what you say, feel what you feel, and those that need to hear you will stand by you.
Yeah, and those that stand in your way, walk around them and put them behind you, because obviously their best intention is not for your good thoughts and feelings and desires.
Definitely. Definitely.
So my intuition is telling me that this is a spot that we're going to play a song called Shine My Light. And it goes very well along with that saying that we just said. And the opening line is what, Tony, to that song?
"I'm here shining my light for the first time in years."
And isn't that about right? When the light comes on in your head finally and you realize that you're in complete control of your destiny 100%, this is a great self-empowering song that really drives that message home. I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. I just woke up to the fact that I am in complete control of what I do in my life, and that anything that happens in my life is as a result of the choices that I make for myself. These are the types of songs that are performed at the jail and in, you know, USO tours and the tents and all that type of thing. And what Spirit of Music Foundation is really trying to push forward. So enjoy this song, and we'll be back in just a sec.
"I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. On the phone when you're sitting home alone, just what to do. Party's outside and you feel you've been denied, it's what to do. Time years, babe. I'm here shining my light. I'm here shining my light for the first time in years, babe. I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. First time, yeah. Flowers in your hair, living life without a care. You seek the truth, loving every day, finding sunlight through the rain. You trust in you. I'll be there to help you follow through. I'll be there when darkness blinds the truth. I'll be there to help you realize we've all got a light to shine. So shine. I'm here shining my light for the first time in years, babe. I'm here shining my light. I'm here shining my light. First time in years. First time in years.
Once again, that was Saint Tone with Shine My Light. You can find that song and a bunch of other positive songs at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world. Sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word Humanitarian Radio, and they'll give you an extra discount.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
So this first news comes out of France. Did you know that in France they recently passed a law that all new buildings that are built in a commercial zone must be partially or fully covered with either solar panels or plants? The rooftop has got to be either solar panel covered or covered with plants. Okay? They're calling this the green roof system.
And why would you need to do that?
Green roofs have an isolating effect which helps to reduce the amount of energy needed to heat a building, whether it's in the winter or the summer. It's saving energy. So what they're doing is they are capturing, basically they're putting a roof full of foliage. And around it, if you notice in this one photo, Tony, there's a couple of solar panels and then the rest of the roof has grass on it, which is really crazy. But you think about it, they're saving a ton of energy. And some of these guys are doing gardens instead of just grass. So they're putting resources for renewable energy, and they're changing the footprint of how buildings are built.
Now imagine if you could put a garden on every rooftop of New York City.
Right? Look how much food you would create.
And allow that to feed the hungry.
Yeah. You'd resolve the whole hunger problem.
I mean, it's just amazing what you possibly could do. Would it cost money to change these over? Yeah. But is it possible? Absolutely. It gets more than enough sunlight, and all you need to do is get some dirt in there and put them in different barrels or buckets and just start working
it. And what these guys are saying is that it helps with the stormwater management, because right now stormwater just goes blowing off the top of the flat roofs, smacks onto the ground, goes into the stormwater systems, all that.
Right.
This would stop all that water runoff, have the water actually doing a function that helps to create more energy for the earth.
Absolutely.
So a lot of really great reasons to do this. I think that's a really cool version of how to restore and have renewable energy. I thought that was a brilliant idea. And well done for France for stepping out on a limb and saying, from now on, people, any new roof better have some type of an energy efficient realm to it.
Yeah. And I'm sure they've built in some type of drainage in there to allow for any of the overflow of water and all that, so it doesn't affect the roof or situation.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll be able to convert that into new old roofs to do the same thing. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Very cool.
I absolutely love this next story. It's just a beautiful story of love and what compassion motivates people to do. There's a woman who goes to an auction to watch her house be sold out from under her because she can no longer afford it. She thought she had resolved the issue. She bought a house for $80,000. It was in foreclosure. She ended up selling off a chunk of the property for $12,000, gave it to the mortgage company, figuring that would stop the foreclosure. Guess what? No, it didn't. Next thing you know, this lady is sitting at the auction with her family, crying her eyes out that the house is about to be auctioned off. This young lady comes up to her and tries to console her and says, "Are you here to buy a house?" She couldn't understand why she was so distraught. And the woman crying, her name is Tracy. Tracy says, "No, that's my house. I'm losing my house. That's my house getting auctioned off right now." And the young lady that was consoling, her name was Marilyn. Marilyn says, "How much is the house worth?" And the lady Tracy couldn't stop crying. And crying and crying and crying and crying. And the whole family was distraught, young children and the husband and the parents, the whole family. So Tracy slipped off and bought the house at auction for $30,000 and gave it to this woman, Marilyn, and her family. Think about that. This lady wasn't there to buy a house. She was a worker there. She felt how this woman and her family were so distraught over what was obviously a mistake and a problem. She went and bought the house for $30,000 and she gave it to this woman.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's like some serious power when you can do that.
Marilyn said she didn't know I was doing it. I just kept asking her, "Is the home worth it?" But she couldn't answer me. She kept crying. She probably thought I was crazy. Why does this woman keep asking me that? She said, when she went to give her the keys to the house, she said, "I did this for you. I'm doing this for you and your family." And she said Tracy just looked at her in complete amazement and complete shock. And she thought she was crying a lot before. Wow, was she ever crying then? So they asked this lady, Tracy, what made you do that? And she said, it was the compassion I felt for this woman and her family, who obviously this was an accident and a mistake. I had the ability to help her get back on her feet and her family start a new life. And so she said, so I did.
That's extremely cool. Very cool. I love stories like
that. You know, it just goes to show you there. You never know what you can do. You never know. You never, ever, ever know what you can do until you put yourself in that spot of going, wow, how can I help this poor person? How can I help this family? How can I help this child, this business, this whatever it is, this situation? How can I make a difference in this situation? As soon as you start asking yourself that question, things will come to light instantly to show you how you can help people. It's a beautiful thing. So this next story comes out of Australia, and it is about a 21-year-old girl named Jo Linham. Jo has Down syndrome and autism, and she turned what she thought was fascinating into her own company. She now created a company that helps people to shred their paperwork. She was always fascinated by the shredder, and it was something that really attracted her since she was young, when her parents would shred, you know, their old discarded stuff from the office. And so she has now created a job for herself, her own company called Master Shredder. And she has a very big and thriving business shredding in Australia.
Really?
Very cool. So the mom said, you know, I knew there was something to this because we couldn't get her away from that zone every time we would use the shredder. I never, ever, ever thought that my daughter would create her own business on her own, shredding for other people. But it has turned into a career. And so this young lady has empowered herself, even with the obstacles that she has, to create herself a thriving business at 21 years old.
A master shredder.
Master shredder. I think that is just so awesome, and absolutely kudos to the mom for not discouraging this young lady and empowering her to start her own company.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just thought that was a great story. And I have one more story that I think is really cool. This one comes from the Netherlands. On September 15th, just a few weeks ago, the Netherlands decided in their country there will no longer be allowed anyone to come into their country with this or to create this in their country. And what is the this? It's a ban on wild animals used in the circus. And what constitutes a wild animal? A lion, a bear, an elephant, or a giraffe. So wild animals such as lions, bears, elephants, and giraffes will no longer have to endure extensive travel or life in a cramped, poorly laid out enclosure for the sole purpose of entertaining humans.
Awesome.
As of this point, the Netherlands will not allow a circus to come in with wild animals, will not allow wild animals to be bred in their country for the purpose of slavery working, is what they're calling it. And will not allow wild animals to be used for the entertainment of humans.
I think that's great.
You know, I think that's a really big, big step for this country to take, because one of the things you may not know, and if you watch some of these international star programs that you see on TV where the stars are doing this and the stars are doing that, the Netherlands has been one of the biggest countries to employ circus acts and trapeze things and all that circus energy type performance style, which usually has an animal with it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So for that country to take this step is really a huge, huge step in the face of humanity to show the world, you know what? We're going to be the first ones to stop this, since we're the biggest entity that does this for the sake of human entertainment.
Yeah. No, I think that in itself just speaks volumes, because we've all seen it. You know, it's like you've got a snow leopard in a situation where it's like he's in Southern California. I remember us going to a zoo and seeing all that. It was crazy, because we're going, here's a snow leopard and it's 90 degrees. He has a winter coat that should be like below zero, and yet he's still able to pull it through. It's amazing.
And that's our good news for this week. Come on back next week on Sunday and see what else awesome is going on around the world. We are so delighted every week to be able to bring you these good news stories, shouting out some good news for your soul.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I'm affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Give me that best case scenario. It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. Mama said we can always hug it out. Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. Well, if you are hanging out anywhere around Morocco, you definitely want to attend the Yoga Detox Retreat Festival. It started a couple days ago, goes on until October the 2nd, and that is in Morocco. On October 2nd to the 4th is the Autumn Yoga and Hiking Retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. And if you've ever been on the East Coast in the fall, it's a beautiful time to be there. On October 9th through the 11th is another yoga sailing retreat, and that is in Palamos, Spain. On the 16th to the 18th, a yoga and kayaking retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. On the 16th to the 18th, Healthy Life Expo in Los Angeles. October 17th, Higher Health, Deepak Chopra, will be in Ottawa, Canada. October 24th to the 30th, Allowing Adventures with Mr. Rez, and that's in Kauai, Hawaii. And don't forget, October 29th to the 31st is our own Dan Fowler with Imagination IQ in Sacramento, California.
Yeah, you know, and I want to talk about that real quick because we are going to be participating in that as we did in the past. And I'm really excited to be a part of this event because Dan brings in some really, really great speakers. And each one of them, you get to interact with them and they're part of the program. So they don't just walk in and walk out. They're actually there that you can mingle with.
Yeah, and not only does he bring in great speakers, but he's a great speaker himself and has a lot of information to offer that really makes your mind go to new places and get your imagination cranking. So definitely, you can check out humanitarianradio.com's front page. There's a secret code there for you to get your discount and join us in Sacramento if you're available.
And so we're back with Mr. Mike Precise, the star of the hour for our September 19th event.
Absolutely the star of the hour. Hi, Mikey. How are you today, darling?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? I see you guys everywhere, every day, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
really good, man. We're keeping very busy and keeping ourselves active on Facebook. But you are back now in Texas, and we wanted to just follow up with you, and we wanted to talk to everyone about the event that we had September 19th and all the great results that we have gotten from that lift.
What I want to say right out of the gate is it's pretty phenomenal to have a bunch of strangers all gathered together to help someone that they've never met before. I think the feeling that the event had with all of these really beautiful, loving people that were coming together to help, you know, what's going on with you and your vision. How did that make you feel, Mike? Because for me, it was really empowering to go, wow, there are people out there who actually care about other people, even if they don't know them.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And what you just said was, I mean, it's right on point. But I've never met strangers that had the power and that had the recognition that these strangers had. I mean, you know, to be around people that have, like, all been successful and that all have, you know, done things that have, you know, raised them to the top of success. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, to be around people like Sherry Watson, you know, with Power of Purpose, is phenomenal. I mean, she's raised over $130 million for, you know, disabled nonprofit organizations. And then to be around David Meltzer, who is, you know, CEO of Exploratory Marketing, mentored by Steve Jobs, really. That right there was even, you know, that's more than phenomenal. And to know that they came just for the event and support is a blessing. It's it's a dream come true in a sense, because, like, you know, it's not all about money. I mean, it's about, you know, getting my eyes taken care of and cause or whatever. But, you know, for me to say, to be with these type of, you know, guys or these people at their level, that's where I want to be, you know? And the networking is phenomenal. I mean, just to be able to say, okay, I have David Meltzer's number, he's my mentor now. It's something that, like, a lot of people can't say, you know?
Exactly. You know, I want to touch on that. David Meltzer, for those of you who don't know, he is a motivational speaker, but he also is a CEO of Sports One Marketing, and he is partners with Warren Moon, and he also has another thing called Meltzer's Missions, and he has a top 10 best-selling national book. So this guy has a huge, huge following because he's on sports, Fox Sports every week. He also does another radio show every week, I think, with the
California Angels baseball team.
Yep. So to have him as a mentor is just amazing, because here's a guy who has made millions and millions of dollars. And as he said in his speech, he made millions and he lost millions, and now he's making millions again. And he said that one of his mentors is the guy from Vegas.
Steve Wynn.
He asked Steve Wynn to be his mentor because he goes, I want to be like you, who makes billions of dollars, not just millions. So here's a guy who's already on top, and he's still looking for someone on top of him to get more information from. So
sure,
for you to be at this level, Michael, to be able to reach out to a guy like that and to have him say, here's my cell phone number, contact me, and I will be your mentor. Yeah. I think that's just awesome. Mm-hmm.
And it is awesome. And then to go on top of what you just said, you know, I was given the nickname Steve Jobs of marketing, or Steve Jobs of social media, back in like 2014, 2013. And to know, and I had no idea, and I was always like, man, I would love to, be trained or be mentored by that, you know, Steve Jobs. You know what I mean? It's the same kind of motivation and what he believes in success, kind of, you know, same thing I go off of. And then to know that, you know, Dave Meltzer was taught personally, you know, by Steve Jobs. It's like, you know, Steve Jobs is, you know, teaching me in some way because he taught David Meltzer. So it's like,
right.
Like a weird couple. You know, it's weird. It's very, very weird. But, you know, it's amazing how, you know, God works and how everything comes together, because, you know, I guess legacies live on, you know what I mean?
Well, and you know what, Mike? I kind of think that you probably manifested this relationship with you and David because of your respect for Steve Jobs. Steve's coming through David to work with you.
Right. Yeah. That's what I believe. Yeah, I can't agree with you anymore. It's a big show. Thank you.
and so, you know, since the event, you know, I feel was a huge success to bring awareness, to raise some money, and to network. And that was the whole thing. The whole purpose of this was to raise awareness about your situation, raise money, but also to network with these different people. So now that you've gotten the ability to meet up with Sherry Watson, with David Meltzer, and a bunch of other people that were there, you know, what is the next move? And from what I understand, a lot of medical people now have come through and are reaching out to you. So tell us just a little bit about that.
What's happened since the 19th?
What's happening since then? Yeah.
After we've had the fundraiser, you know, I got back to Texas, and different, a lot of people in the medical field has contacted me from different, you know, agencies that, you know, do nonprofit, as well as certain doctors from, you know, California and Florida, telling me certain things that I didn't know. I've learned that now people are, you know, it's very, very serious about, you know, the condition that I have, in the sense of it is advanced. You know, I have advanced keratoconus, you know, so has my twin brother thought. And, you know, so to have this disease and to know that other people know that we have it, and for them to say you have to get this done immediately or ASAP or as soon as possible, it's more motivation behind what I need to do, because, you know, I know that's important, but if they know it, but if these guys are, like, you know, doctors, surgeons, or, you know, orthodontists and stuff like that, telling me, you know, ophthalmologists, I mean, you know, telling me that, you know, this has to be done, then, you know, they're going to work with me. So, and I've been told maybe by two different doctors that, you know, we'll work with you. We need to find out, you know, what's going on and some more information. So that information is being sent to them. But at the end of the day, this surgery is not a cheap surgery. It's not at all. I've learned that you know, the cross-linking is not FDA approved, so there's more of a hard time getting financial aid and stuff like that for cross-linking than there is for Intact, because Intact is FDA approved. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, surround this whole procedure. But information that I do know, that I do have now, is from, you know, actually having this fundraiser, being able to say, look, this is what we just did. The people that, you know, that were supporting me, and then actually having enough connections now with doctors, not like doctors, you know. It's cool to say that I can call, these doctors are calling me, I can call them back and text them or whatever, which is not a usual thing, and talk to these doctors like, you know, a friend, instead of being just a patient, because, you know, these guys and these people do care. They care about getting your eyes fixed and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, man, the eyes are the windows of the soul. You got to be able to see to manifest and to do stuff for yourself. And, you know, it's just good to have people like that behind your back, especially in the music entertainment realm. And on top of that, in the medical field, you know, because not a lot of people can say that they're talking to, like, you know, two of the number one doctors for the surgery. In the USA, you know, and that's the way it is.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm very excited to hear that there's doctors out there that are willing to talk to you one-on-one and get you on the phone and actually have that type of conversation with you, as opposed to, talk to my secretary or talk to my receptionist and get their purse payments in, and then we'll talk.
The typical medical realm that you normally would have to go in.
This sounds more like a caring person who is willing to step forward and say, look, let me see how I can help you. And for him to show his compassion says a lot about the medical field that's out there, and changes some perception of what a lot of people think of doctors. Because most people just think a doctor is just a guy who's collecting money, you know, to do surgery.
Yeah, it changed mine, though. It really did, because, like, I mean, for me, it's like, wow, medical, you know, the fields and stuff like that is like, you know, I've always thought that, you know, doctors care and stuff like that, which they do in a sense, but at the end of the day, it's just a business like every other business, you know. Somebody wants a car, and they get a car, you know, from this spot to this spot. One car might be higher or whatever than the other spot, but the main focus is that the medical field is a business, you know. So me, now I'm learning a whole bunch of the medical field, how it works, and, you know, who to talk to, how to talk to them. What to ask, what not to ask, and stuff like that. That it's phenomenal now, because, I mean, I know a lot more information about a lot more things from certain doctors that I ever did when I first was going through, you know, with the idea and stuff like that with you guys, throwing the event or whatever. So, I mean, it's been a pretty, you know, informative this week, as well as last week when we did the event, which was another phenomenal. You guys are the rock stars on that one. Humanitarian Radio made that happen. And let me tell you, man, I've never been around so many A-plus, not even A-list, A-plus people in my life, you know? Never. When you start having people like David Meltzer come in and want to talk to you, and Sherry Watson, and, you know, those type of people, that's, I mean, you don't get more success than that. There is no, I mean, that's where everybody wants to be, for sure.
Well, that's great to know. And you know what? I spoke to a lot of these people after the fact, all the sponsors that had gotten booths,
right,
and all the people that attended. And we got a lot of praise afterwards, saying that everyone really enjoyed themselves. And the thing that was really interesting is everyone really loved the networking that was done there. So there's a lot of positive people there that are heavyweights that are doing a lot of great things. So
yeah, that was what I heard the most comments of, was that this was a really strong group of people that just cared about the human race. It wasn't so much about, you know, what the need was, as much as it was about, I'm here to help because I can, because I have the power to help this young man, so I'm here to do that. You know, and that was the biggest comment I got, was how many people were there. Because somebody had asked me, how many people there knew Mike? And I said, well, maybe five or six of us that actually are friends with you, right? And somebody said, well, geez, you had, you know, a ton of people there that were from all different places. Some people drove 3 hours to come there, and, you know, coming up from San Diego and coming down from the north, to support someone that they don't know. They're supporting the cause and the action of helping another human. And that was what I got the most response on, was the realization of how many really good humans were there to help another human, you know, and that's the raw bottom line of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. I can't. I mean, I don't even know. It just, but I don't know if all I can say. I mean, if anybody is definitely needing any kind of attention or any kind of awareness to anything that they're doing, considering the humanitarian radio. Well, yeah, I would. I mean, you'd have to go to humanitarian radio because they're listening. I mean, everybody who listens to this radio station is somebody. This is how it is. It's not like, you know, you're an artist or anything. I think it's way bigger than just being an artist and being. These guys are actually, you know, CEOs of, you know, Fortune 500 companies. You know, so I mean, the relationship that you guys have with these people is just phenomenal. I mean, it really is.
Well, you know what, Mike? It comes from a place of doing honest, good, healthy business. And you treat people with respect, and you're appreciated in that realm. And the reason that all those people came to support us was because of how we choose to treat people in our lives and in business. And, you know, we're always the first one out there to say, do you need help? How can we help you? And when people take that attitude, you end up surrounding yourself with other beautiful, amazing people who do the same thing. And that's what that event was all about. You know, it was a group of people who love and support in a good way, in a positive way, whether they're doing their business, they're doing it in an honest way. If they're supporting a fundraiser, they're doing it of integrity. It's just surrounding yourself with the people that produce the type of life that you want to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And, you know, what I want to ask is real quick is, so from here forward, the next step is that you're talking to some doctors and you're working out what the next situation is. I know you're having your medical records being shipped around because we've stirred the pot, if you will. And so now we all know that we have to get something done sooner than later. And we can still use some support out there. We can still use some help because nothing is a done deal. But I am thrilled to be following you on this journey because I know where this journey is going to end. It's going to end with you and your brother both having your eyesight back. And you're going to be able to come back on the radio show and talk to us about it. Actually, maybe what we'll do is that's when we'll do our TV show so people can see you and you can see them.
Wouldn't that be cool? I love that idea.
Yeah, no. It's going to be cool, man. The next step, like you just, I mean, you really said it, like, on point. I mean, medical records are being shipped back and forth to different doctors. And, you know, let me tell you, some certain doctors are fighting to do this for us. It's not like, you know, they're wanting to do this.
Yeah.
You know? So, getting the right information to them and, you know, getting them what they need so they can, you know, say, you know, give me the information that I need. But, you know, head back to California, like I said, my other home. So, I'll be back in California probably, you know, once. After the surgery is done, which is probably going to be done in 2 months, I keep myself at tops, you know, 2 months, surgery will be done, whatever. In California, of course, 30 days after, I have to have the, you know, aftercare, get the contacts put in or whatever. But then after that, when I can be able to see, you know, when I can be able to see, I'm going to be with Universal, Hollywood, and I'm going to be back and forth from Texas to California every month, doing working with artists, what I love to do, you know, doing music. That's, man, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to take my career and, you know, be able to, you know, be able to the one that says, yeah, I'm the one that can say it. But right now, my eyes are the one telling me how I can run my career. You know what I mean? I can
really
do this, and I can only do that. So I want to be the one that takes hold of my own career so I can, you know, actually say, you know, let's do it and not have anything holding me back. So,
well, dude, you're totally on your way to that very day, sooner than you know. And we just want to tell all the listeners out there to please go to the GoFundMe Help Mike Precise C campaign, or go to the September 19th event page, which still is all about Mike and his surgery and what he needs, and make a donation there. We're still trying to gather together another $5,000 in order to make this happen for him. So, Mike, thanks so much for joining us today, darling, and we absolutely look forward to the day that we celebrate in the very, very, very near future that you can actually see what Tony and I look like.
Oh, yeah. I want to say thank you guys for everybody, all my Facebook you know, supporters as well. They've been helping me out. You might not see a lot of you know, a post on the Facebook page, but, you know, there is a challenge, you know, challenging everybody on Facebook, donating at least $1. You know, I'm followed by 16,000 people that, you know, lots of different people support me on the music industry. And lo and behold, I've got a lot of response through the, you know, me networking through the private, you know, inboxing. So just want to tell everybody thank you for supporting me on that. And you guys, Big Man 10 Radio is number one in my book, and always will be. So thank you for having me.
Ditto, baby. And we'll be back with you soon. Thanks so much, Mike. We'll talk to you soon, honey.
So every week we like to dedicate a song to our guests. And this week the song is I Ain't Giving Up. And this goes out to Mike because he is very persistent on seeing his vision all the way through. No pun intended. So this is I Ain't Giving Up by Saint Tone.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I'm giving up. Too much pride. I'm giving up. Side is life. I'm giving up on all your negative eyes. Seem to fall. But look at back up and hit them all home. Meet me at the top of me. Crossing the finish line. It's time to believe. It's time to achieve. Help me. It's better to die. It's better to die on the green. So believe me. I give it up. I'm giving up, too much drive, I'm giving up, the failure to try, I'm giving up, trying to justify, you say I'm too young, but I've just begun, you're too old, I love rock that boat, you don't know, I'm here to figure it out, hold on the line, fight it inside, till I'm free, I'll die with a child, I'm born with a sign, I feel the dream. I'm giving up, oh, no. I ain't giving up, I ain't giving up. I got love, I got trust, I got faith to help me rise up. I got dreams and beliefs, pushing me to my destiny. Cause anything I choose, I'll do, I want in your life. Don't you know it starts inside? Let no one else live your life. I ain't giving up, ain't giving up. Giving up, ain't giving up, ain't giving up. I've ain't giving up on living, ain't giving up on living. I've ain't giving up on living, ain't giving up on living. I've ain't giving up.
Once again, that is I Ain't Giving Up by Saint Tone. If you want to check out some other positive music, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.